Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Note to Self. In today's Note to Self, I've got a pattern alert for you, and that is the pattern of playing small. So playing small could be like doubting your goals, doubting your dreams, doubting that they're possible, even though, as we know, if we tune in, the desires in our heart, they are meant for us. They didn't just come out of nowhere. We've got everything we need inside of them to walk them out. But sometimes the pattern of playing small shows up. The pattern of playing small could also show up as simply just hanging out in the comfort zone for too long. And in today's episode, I'm really just going to shed light on playing small. And I've also got a free bonus that's available for 2 weeks. It's a masterclass that I did called Rise and Shine. And it's all about identifying where you might be playing small, but specifically the playing small energies that might be in your blind spots where you're not seeing it. So the way that I like to, or the way that I personally like resonate with the playing small energy or hanging out in the comfort zone and staying there for too long, is that I feel like playing small literally feels like I'm wearing a straitjacket. You know, those white coats that sometimes we've seen in old thriller scary movies, but it's like I'm wearing a straitjacket and I know that I have great vision. I know that I'm the creator of my reality, and I know that I've made many things happen before. I've seen quantum leaps. I know what's possible. I know what's available. I see other people doing it too. But then why do I feel this inhibition? Like I'm literally wearing a coat. It's like I see it. I know that I can make it happen, but why do I energetically feel inhibited from fully embracing my desires, fully deciding that they're already here and they're on their way and fully committing to that? And for me, anytime that I sense that straitjacket energy, that is the time to pattern interrupt. That is the time to drop down on the mat, perhaps stretch it out, and specifically then, or even before that, go to my journal and just start to write into what's here. What are the doubts? What are the fears? What is here? And in the masterclass Rise and Shine, I go more into depth, and there is an accompanying PDF workbook that I definitely recommend downloading and saving. Make sure that you save it, because this is the process that I use when I catch myself playing small. But I specifically want to highlight one of the exercises in that workbook. And that is that oftentimes we're playing small or we're hanging out in the comfort zone because the next level will require a stretch. It's going to require us to dig into our internal worlds, dig into the things that feel uncomfortable, that feel like, ooh, yeah, there's a fear there. Ooh, yeah, that's why I don't feel safe to have the good things in life, or that's why I don't feel like I'm worthy of it. Like, what's there under the surface? And that's, you know, that's a place that perhaps our conscious mind likes to suppress a bit, because there might be uncomfortable emotions that arise with that work. And or it's because the stretch itself or going for that next level will require us to do something differently than we've done before, whether it's hire a new coach, move through a group program, take the leap into entrepreneurship, put ourselves out there in a relationship in a new way, have an uncomfortable conversation, right? It requires us to leap into the next level, which also is uncomfortable. So oftentimes these two things work together. The internal work, of course, like working through that, bringing awareness to, illuminating these things, and then taking the next action. So what I want to highlight today is specifically that oftentimes when we're ready for our next level, or we've been calling in our next level and it's not happening, it's because there's a part of us that doesn't feel safe to have it. There's a part of us that doesn't quite feel safe to make more money. I know for myself, in a recent journaling exercise that I did with these tools, is that I identified, like, I'm really ready for the next level in my career. Like, I am ready to be out there in the world sharing and shining again in a way that I felt like I've been hiding for a little bit. And in that, when I followed this desire all the way down, what I realized was, if I'm out there in the world sharing more tools with people, you know, podcasting on a weekly basis again, showing up on the Instagram stories, just really shining my light because that's where I feel like I'm meant to be, if I do that, then I will most likely gain more clients. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm so excited to attract so many clients. Like, that's great. But then if I followed that further, okay, well, more clients would result in higher levels of income. Okay, yeah, that would be great in my reality. But do I have the tools? Am I responsible enough to manage the next level of finances? And that was what was there for me. That was like the ooh underneath the surface. Because one of the stories that I've had along my money journey personally is that I'm irresponsible with money. I don't know how to manage it. I don't know how to do XYZ. I don't understand these terms. I don't understand what the accountant is really talking about, right? All of that stuff had to come up and out and be cleared. But in that, there was so much liberation. I felt so much lighter because then what I do is I ask myself, like, how likely is that to happen? Okay, well, yeah, if I'm out there shining my light, then yes, it is likely that I'll attract more clients. And then yes, it is likely that I'll attract more money into my reality. But this whole story about being irresponsible, nah, that doesn't fly anymore. In fact, I put together a potential game plan for the next level of finances. And that would be to put more money towards a different investment, put more money over here, there, put more money into savings, and then also providing my bookkeeper. I have a bookkeeper. She's one of my team members as well, like an assistant. Provide her with more responsibilities in my business. And then that in itself supports her. So seeing where the flow of those finances could go was incredibly empowering and, like I said, liberating, because I could release this unconscious fear or judgment on myself and then get excited, even more excited, about the potential in my reality when I choose to shine my light. So if this is something that you're resonating with, I would love for you to check out my masterclass, Rise and Shine. It's going to be free for the next about a week and a half as I'm in the launch of my latest group coaching program called Law of Being. This is the combination of an IPEC course called Law of Being and weekly coaching with me. There's also incredible bonuses such as a one-to-one session with me. And I am super excited about this. I haven't launched a group mastermind type program since last summer, and I am just so ready to go. I'm so happy and excited to bring forth this content to the people who feel called to it as well, because it completely transformed my reality, and it's the work that I continuously come back to. The tool that I shared with you in this podcast that I do, or like in the Rise and Shine workbook, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more. So if you're somebody that loves self-improvement and just really claiming that next level and leaping and going for it, you will absolutely love Law of Being, and I would love to work with you on a weekly basis. So much magic happens in intentional containers like this. So if you're feeling the call, I would love to have you inside. And I hope that this episode sparked something in you. If it did, please share. Also, I love to see you share on social media. I will always repost, and sending you so much love. Have a beautiful rest of your day.